Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, introducing you to the new top hired hand of CBB in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
Longtime beef industry leader Scott Stewart has been named the Chief Executive Officer for the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board of the CBB. They, of course, oversee the collection and the investment of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff. He leaves his own CEO post of the National Livestock Producers Association after the first of the year. He's been selected by the CBB Executive Committee as well as the full board at their meeting earlier this week. He starts his tenure as the CBB Chief Executive Officer on the 1st of February as cattle industry leaders gather for the annual convention of the cattle industry in Phoenix. Right after the announcement, Scott Stewart talked about his motivation for wanting to be a part of the checkoff program.
It gives them the ability to really be involved in the research and promotion of the product that they produce, even though that product is maybe 2 or 3 steps down the line from what they have on the ranch. What I think is so important is not only involved at the level of investing, but involved in all the decision making and going through the process with the operating committee and the advisory committees to see the involvement and the time that they give to this. That's amazing and that's important.
And Scott Stewart says when it comes to the beef cattle industry, he's got a passion for doing things right.
The agricultural industry, the livestock industry, and certainly the beef industry, it's just something that is just, it's such an important part of people's lives that are in it, certainly, but even that are not in it, that to get up and do something where you're helping in some small way create and deliver food to people, that's a huge motivation right there. When you get to work with producers one-on-one, that realization that these guys have everything on the line and what they're doing and to try to be an assistance to them, that's just, if that doesn't get you going, nothing will.
As for what Scott Stewart is expecting in his first few months at the CBB.
I want to get to know the leaders very well and, again, know what gets them up in the morning, what their motivation is, and to know what they truly expect of me. Again, I want people to know me, know that I'm fully invested in what I'm going to be doing, know that I'm approachable, know that, you know, and I mean that's from the smallest investor in the checkoff to the largest. Want to know them and know what's on their mind.
And when it comes to knowing more about Scott Stewart, he offers this insight.
What gets me going in the morning, especially in the winter when it's dark and cold, going out and doing chores, because that takes you back to what's real, and that's taking care of animals and taking care of others. During that half hour or so that I'm out, you know, feeding and cleaning and talking to the horses, it do some of the best thinking that I do all day.
And he leaves us with some closing thoughts as he looks to the future challenges of the Beef Checkoff program.
The next 5 years is not unlike the last 5 years. When we're limited on resources, that makes it tougher and tougher. And as we go forward, every year gets tougher. And if we could find other ways to resource the checkoff that may not have been explored yet or have been explored at the right time, I think that's something that needs to truly be looked at, because, again, when you look at the return on investment that the checkoff is able to achieve, if we can keep beef in the middle of the plate, if we can keep people trusting in and believing in beef and enjoying it, those are going to be the big challenges in the next 5, 10, and 15 years.
Soon to be CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Scott Stewart. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your life.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.